Susie. Susie, stop jumping on my stomach.
Pop, do you see my BB gun?
Oh, ask your mother.
I can't. She's in the city.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. She is.
I'm hungry, Pop.
Oh, yes. I remember all right. All right, I'll get up right away. You two kids go out and I'll dress and shave.
I'm hungry.
All right, I'll just dress.
It's Thursday, Pop. Mom always makes us pancakes on Thursday.
Pancakes?
With honey butter.
All right, I won't dress. Hand me that robe, son. Now, children, listen to me. Today begins a new era in the E.J. Smithley household.
Sure, we know, Pop. Mom briefed us.
Oh, briefing, huh? Jim, your mother is a very wise woman, but she couldn't possibly have known what I am to say this morning. We are here together, you children and I, to forge our way in the wilderness. Others have done it before.
With pancakes?
Susie, man does not live by pancakes alone. Now, to get back to our objective.
What's that?
Our objective is our life together. The basis of it will be organization. There'll be no bargain. First, we'll march to the kitchen. All in. Now, children, the mess for this morning is boiled eggs.
I don't want a mess.
Susie, you wouldn't be just as happy with nice boiled eggs?
No.
Very well, pancakes. But remember now, this is army. There can be only one commander.
Sure, we know, Pop. And she's in the city.
Rubbers, raincoats. Also feed them very simply. They'll only eat plain food. Be sure to give them their tonic regularly. Their appetite's not very good.
Can I have some more corn fritters, Pop?
Sure, help yourself.
I'd like some more of what's in that other pot. What do you call it?
Chili con carne. Very tasty, dear.
Mom never heard about corn fritters or chili con carne, did she?
Quite possibly not.
Yeah, tell her.
Now, children, I wouldn't trouble your mother with the details of our little table.
But she ought to know. This is real gross. I never knew so many things came in cans.
The age of invention, son. Now, you form a platoon and take the dishes to the sink.
We can.
Oh, never say can't, Jim. Always say, yes, sir, I'll try.
Well, I'll try. There's no room in the sink for them.
No room?
There's a lot of dishes in it already.
Well, but that's impossible. We washed dishes last night. We'll wash dishes again. But you must remember, children, nothing must stand in the way of Papa's book.
Pancakes. Yes. Let's see. Apple pancakes, Austrian pancakes, chocolate pancakes, cornmeal pancakes, elderberry pancakes filled with hash, vegetable seafood, French pancakes, fruit pancakes, lemon pancakes, potato pancakes, Russian pancakes, sour milk pancakes, tomato pancakes. That's it. Tomato pancakes.
Yeah, that ought to do it. That'll do it very nicely.
So.
QB E.J. Smithley.
That's right.
Got a telegram for you. Come around supper time last night, but being in the church social, I didn't get to bring it over for this.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much.
Just a minute. You'll be Mr. Smithley?
Of course.
You don't usually find men folks around here and then their mother Hubbard.
Well, you ought to try one. They're quite comfortable for housework.
Sign here, Mr. Smithley.
Is that all right?
Well, it sure is. Any trouble, I'll be back. Just keep an eye on folks around here.
That's nice to know. You're there.
Pop, what is it?
Well, nothing really at all. It's my agent again.
What does he want?
Quote, with no job, what are you doing? Must have first 10 chapter outlined by Friday.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, you have them. Don't worry. Nobody's going to push Edward J. Smithley around like that. They'll be in a mail if I have to sit up all night. One and one half cups fresh crab meat. Melt one tablespoon butter. 1.5 tablespoons cracker crumb. 3/4 cup of cream. Boil these ingredients.
Ned?
Mary.
But, oh, look out the top.
My hands are all flour.
I got the early train, honey. I hope it won't upset your routine.
Not at all. I'm delighted. I'm just deviling some crabs for supper. I'll just make a little more.
You look a little pale.
Well, no, never better. Hard work agrees with me. And last night I got off the outline to Blake.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Did you see the children?
Yes, outside. I have to admit they look awfully well.
I might modestly point out that we have 17 pounds more of offspring than when we arrived. They eat like horses.
Ned, do you always sit on a pillow when you do the cooking?
The fact is my back muscles. Mary, I've made several discoveries. Now, take a broom. I began using it like a brassie. Well, that's wrong. All wrong. It works much better with chip dust.
And your knee. Standard.
Yes. Oh, yes. Mrs. Bemis. That's my neighbor. We've become real good friends. She says it won't last more than 12 years.
Poor darling.
Oh, you need to feel sorry for us. Look, the house is spotless. Laundry clean. The kids fat. I get up at 6 in the morning and by 11 at night, everything is shit.
I smell something.
Hmm? My pie. Oh, just in time. Thanks, Mary.
Well, what time is it?
Orange walnut. You just saved it from running over. Oh, look. Isn't that a beauty?
Yes, but what's that in the
front? The kids took the rolling pin, so I used a milk bottle. All my pie sets, they return empty 5 cents. Oh, what's the cigarette? I'll open it. Oh, it's you. Come in, Harry.
Hello, man. Hello, Mary.
Well, this is a surprise. Didn't I tell you I was becoming a writer, Mary? When a man gets his agent to come 100 miles to see him.
Yeah, one of us must be crazy.
Well, come in, sit down, make yourself at home.
That would be supper. I haven't much appetite.
What's the matter? Too much city living? Harry, it's my theory.
This is no time for theory, Ned. I've got to talk to you.
Oh, I suppose the publishers are pretty hot after that outline of mine.
They certainly are. Ned, do you happen to have another copy of that outline?
No. No carbon paper in this village.
I was afraid of that.
What's the matter?
Maybe I'd better read aloud your outline, Ned.
Go ahead. I'd like Mary to hear it.
All right, then just listen. 8 sheets, 4 pillowcases, 6 undershirts, 10 underdrawers.
Oh, wait a minute. Where did you get that?
That's what you sent me, registered mail.
I did.
Where's the outline?
I guess it went for laundry.
Second act of tonight's story from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine, presented to you by the makers of Hallmark Cards, America's favorite greeting card. But let's watch for a moment while one of the great poets of the past century creates a work that has since become a classic. He is seated at a Victorian desk in his rooms in London. We hear the pen scratching on the paper as he writes 2 or 3 words, pauses to study them, marks them out, and starts over again. Finally, as the shadows of twilight begin to slant across the room, our weary poet pauses, glances at the many pages he has consigned to the wastebasket, then turns fondly to the few lines of true poetry that remain from the entire day's work. It is then that Robert Browning gives voice to one reason for his greatness when he mutters half to himself, "Oh, the little more and how much it is." Yes, what a difference the extra effort makes. That's how the folks who make Hallmark cards feel about their work. You see, they're not making just cards. They're creating Hallmark cards. Greeting cards that must say just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. So to be sure the card you want to send is warm and sincere and friendly, look on the back for the 3 identifying words of Hallmark cards. Those are the words that tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Now our program continues with Act 2 of Why Housewives Have No Whiskers, starring William Powell.
Ned, annuity.
No. You?
No, Ned. She mustn't feel badly. You can write another outline. That could happen to anybody.
Sure, I know that.
I tell you what. Next week, I'll take 2 days off and take over. And you get the outline out.
Well, that's mighty decent of you, Mary, but I don't think so.
Ned, it isn't like you to get discouraged. You're just tired.
Over a little thing like keeping house? Oh, not Edward J. Smithley.
And what is it?
Well, I might as well tell you. While you were out with the kids, I showed Harry the stuff I had written on the first chapter. I thought that would make him feel better after the laundry list.
What did he say?
Briefly, that I ought to stick to orange walnut pies.
Oh, Ned.
But I lost my touch. He couldn't sell the stuff for wrapping paper.
And you let him talk to you like that?
I'm afraid I did.
There are other agents.
They're honest. They'll tell me the same thing.
You can write, and you're not going to stop now.
I need to go back again to my job in the paper. Smell printer's ink again.
You mean back to the city?
Yes. But before I do, before I give this up, I'm going to get something off my chest. I'm going to write to Harry Blake what I've been doing. Every hour of it.
You do that, Ned.
Scrubbing floors, comb kids' hair, making ice cream, cleaning stoves. I'll tell him what it's like. I'll let him find another author. The toughest job I ever tackled. From the awful second of the morning when the children's war whoop awakens you until the time you drop off to sleep, there's never a moment.
Pop!
Quiet!
You can see this once you know you're coming to the social anymore.
Quiet! Looking back, I'm surprised I survived the first week. My feet swell, my hands puffed up, my back ache, my head spun.
Gee, Mom, is Pop all right?
Leave him alone, dear.
He looks bad.
They call it psychotic relief.
But gee, he's going to break down that typewriter.
Part of the symptoms is a desire to smash things. I know. I've had them.
And I'd like to say that housekeeping is the only job run on the basis of a 140-hour week. Jim.
Yes, sir?
Take this envelope to the post office and mail it.
Yes, Pop.
That's your delivery. Register.
Yes, sir.
Tell them we want a receipt.
Yes, sir. Anything else, sir?
Yes. Bring me back a newspaper.
Yes, Pop. One receipt.
Anything. Anything printed in the last 6 weeks.
There he is now.
Is that his wife with him?
Oh, she doesn't stay here.
Isn't he handsome?
And the way that man... The way that man can cook.
Evening, ladies.
Oh, Mr. Smithy. Just been dying to talk to you.
Pleasure's mine, madam. I'm just a struggling weed among the flowers of this rare garden.
Mabel says your corn fritters are like no one's in the world.
Well, thank you. I have rather a knack with them.
Tell me, do you use a deep-fry kettle or a shallow pan?
I am a deep-fry man myself, madam.
You see, Mabel?
Oh, you have no idea, Mr. Smithley, what you've stirred up in this town. There's only one way to settle it.
Settle it?
Yes, but you'll be our speaker at the next meeting of the Tuesday Club.
Oh, that's impossible. I'll be out of town.
Oh, we won't take no for an answer. You're to follow after Mrs. Hafner. She's speaking on early planting.
Well, I won't be here. I'm leaving for good.
Now, Mr. Smithley, I understand. There isn't a woman in the world who doesn't.
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes you get mighty sick of that old gas range and the scrubbing brushes and the laundry list, and you just want to light right out anywhere. But you know, when you come right down to it, you can't leave.
I can't?
No. You'll see. With your ticket in your hand, that old mop and pail in the pantry corner will call you back.
Mop and pail call me back?
Oh, that's what keeping a home means. The mop, the pail, the dishes. Oh, they get a hold on you.
Bemis.
Yes.
Excuse me.
What's the matter?
I've got to get out of here quick. You've just given me the fright of my life.
Darling, packing at this hour.
Yes, I am, Mary. I want things all sewed up.
What's the matter? You act as if you were afraid to stay here another day.
Mary, will you do something for me?
Of course.
Well, there's a mop and pail, an old mop and pail in the pantry cupboard. Will you throw them out?
Why?
I don't want to see it again. I don't trust it. Look, you answer it. If it's the ladies' club, I'm out.
If it is, I'll tell them to jump in their deep fry kettle. Hello? Oh, Ned, it's Harry Blake for you.
I'm out.
Ned, listen.
I'm dead.
He's calling on distance.
Let him call from the moon. 6 months, he's hounded and battered and driven me crazy. Only to tell me I can't write. Tell him if he wants to talk to me to get an appointment from the editor next week.
Harry, I'm sorry. Ned is busy just now. What? Ned, he wants to know what you're doing.
I'm making pistachio ice cream. Tell him I always make my pistachio ice cream after midnight. It sets better.
Half an hour anymore, do you?
I certainly do.
I heard you whistling yesterday. I'm going to miss you.
Oh, none of that.
So am I. Great. We haven't had prunes since you came to take care of us.
All right, eat your breakfast, kid. This is our last day.
I got the mop and pail after you, Pop.
Put that thing back.
What?
Right away. Close it off.
Aren't you going to do the floor?
No.
Gee, Pop, the platoons are all lined up.
Well, fall out.
What kind of pancakes this morning?
Boiled eggs. I like them.
What's
the problem? After this, we're going to leave the dishes and the beds and the flowers and the laundry and the dusting and we're...
What, Pop?
We're going to...
Ladies of the Tuesday Club, I stand before you not as a journalist, not as an author, but in that greatest of spiritual bonds, a homemaker.
Pop! Pop, wake up!
Gee, I must have been dreaming. Hey, what's the matter, son? Got a bite?
I caught 6 inches in a sleep. There's someone here looking for you.
Howdy, Mr. Smithley.
You.
I know you now, Mr. Smithley, without your mother, Harvard.
A price of fame. Well, what is it, neighbor?
There's a fella come down the city, been asking all over for you.
What's he look like?
Yeah, sort of flashy. Talks too fast.
Send him away.
You give me $5 to bring you back. For six, I'll go away and let you stay.
Maybe you should be my agent. All right, you get the fiver. I'll have to see him anyway. For me.
Looking for you? I phoned. I wired. I finally took a plane. Where have you been?
Enjoying my last day as a housewife. I've been fishing.
Your last day?
Yep. I'm going back to the paper.
Oh, but you can't.
I can't, eh? Just stop.
No, I mean you mustn't. Listen, you big rugged dope. You're a success.
What do you mean?
I sold it.
My novel? You sold my novel?
No, not your novel. That was no good. I told you it wasn't. I sold your article.
What article?
That letter you wrote telling me off on why you couldn't write.
You sold that? That private correspondence?
Why, that's the first red-blooded writing you've done in a year. That was real. The magazine was hot for it.
I don't get it.
You don't have to. Just stay here on the job, write some more, and brother, you're in.
Does Mary know?
Well, she's in the house now.
The best.
Oh, don't worry. They're left for you. She's putting on her hat to catch a train.
Oh, Mr. Smithley, I found you.
No.
We've moved you up on our program next Tuesday. Could you give me the subject of your speech?
Perfect.
This better be good.
All right. Why housewives have no whiskers.
Oh, you're a scream. Now, after you've been my little introduction to you, Mr. Smithley, what reward do you get from housekeeping?
I don't expect a reward. Not for 15 years. And then I live for the day when my son says to his new bride, "Darling, this is good pie, but it's not like the one Pop used to make." Ladies and gentlemen, William Powell.
just a moment. But first, have you heard about the new Hallmark Doll Collector's Album? Children are going to have a lot more fun than ever collecting Hallmark dolls now that there's a lovely new album to put them in. It gives you a new and inexpensive way to make some child very happy. And during this introductory period, the album is only 25 cents when you buy one or more of the Hallmark dolls. You'd expect the album alone to be worth a dollar. But you can give your little boy or girl or some little friend the Hallmark Doll Collector's Album with three beautiful Hallmark dolls in it to start a collection for only $1. It's a wonderful and truly different gift that will make any child's heart leap with joy. Then later, you or friends and relatives can help complete the entire collection of 16 colorful Hallmark dolls. The dolls are as easy to send as any Hallmark greeting card and cost only 25 cents each. And each new doll added to the collection will mean a new thrill for a child. So stop in tomorrow and see this new album at the store where you buy your Hallmark card. Remember, the album with three dolls in it to start the collection is only $1. Now once again, here's William Powell. Thanks, Phil, for a great show.
Thank you, Jay. And now, what's the show for next week?
Next week, Bill, the Reader's Digest radio edition will be off for the summer. In its place, we have a big new surprise for all our listeners. From Hollywood, we'll present the Hallmark Playhouse.
Well, that's great. Hollywood's my hometown.
Yes, Bill, and the person in charge of our Hallmark Playhouse will be James Hilton, author of Lost Horizon, Random Harvest, Goodbye, Mr. Chips, and other well-loved books.
James Hilton?
Hmm?
He's top man in my book. What's he going to do?
He's top man in books, period. And here's what he's going to do. From the entire field of modern stories and plays, James Hilton is going to select for our listeners the finest works of the finest writers and supervise their dramatic presentation on the Hallmark Playhouse.
That's wonderful. Any story James Hilton selects should be well worth hearing. Now, what's your selection for next week?
For the next week, James Hilton has chosen a great story by one of the most famous of all American writers, Stephen Vincent Benet. It's called The Devil and Daniel Webster, dramatized for radio on the Hallmark Playhouse.
That I've got to hear.
We hope you'll all be with us, ladies and gentlemen, next Thursday night when the makers of Hallmark greeting cards present The Devil and Daniel Webster. Supported by his wife, Diana Lewis, in the role of Mary. Why Housewives Have No Whiskers was dramatized by Margaret Leworth and was based on the true story by Alfred Toombs as it appeared in the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. The Hallmark program was directed by Mark Sloan, with music especially composed by Jack Miller. Remember, Hallmark cards, when you care enough to send the very best. Now, this is Jay Jackson saying good night to you all and reminding you to tune in next week at the same time when the makers of Hallmark greeting cards present The Hallmark Playhouse with James Hilton. Here by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer,
the state of Missouri.